Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal was released on Tuesday, so we're making our way through different parts of his proposed $193 billion spending plan. Up first is transportation, and to help us digest what the governor's planning there, we're joined by the Assembly Transportation Committee Chair, Bill Magnarelli, a Syracuse area Democrat. Welcome back to the show, Assembly Member.
Well, good to be here. Good morning.
So first off, what, if anything, stood out to you from the governor's proposed transportation spending budget? Anything in particular grab you?
Not really. And I've got to admit, because we were in session yesterday, I wasn't able to listen to him directly. And that's the first time in 23 years that I haven't heard his budget address. So I feel kind of like out of the loop, so to speak. But I think he's been very general, but some of the things that he's talking about is infrastructure and things like broadband infrastructure as well. Those are things that I believe are on everybody's agenda. And I think that the pandemic has made it even more clear that these things have to be done. Let's talk about broadband for a second. Obviously, with the pandemic, more and more people found that this is becoming a necessity. This isn't just something that people have. It's something that everybody has to have, especially in times like today. So I think, in expanding broadband, making sure that everybody has access to it, that it's affordable, those types of things are major. Those are major things that need to be done as soon as possible. The other part of it is just plain, I call it the concrete infrastructure problems. Okay, roads, bridges, sewers, water, all of those things are in need of a great deal of repair. And we need to get back in there to do that. Now, that does two things. Number one, it fixes the infrastructure that we need. But number two, it's a great way to put people back to work and to get the economy going again after this pandemic. So I'm looking forward to the monies that are being made available from the federal government to the states, including New York State. And we're not exactly sure how much we're going to get yet. But again, I love it that Senator Schumer happens to be the new majority leader, or will be soon. And I'm looking forward to that kind of input from the federal government, which is going to make a big difference in New York.
One of the big areas of spending for transportation that municipal governments really care about is the money they get through the state government for local roads and highway funding, known as CHIPS money. This pot of aid is proposed to stay flat in the governor's budget. Is that a palatable number for you?
Well, it never has been. I was chair up until 2 years ago. I was chair of local government committee in the assembly, and I was always fighting for more money for CHIPS. It's not enough, but I'm hoping again that some of the monies that come in from the federal government will allow the state to come in and take care of some roads, some bridges, that will take a little bit of the burden off of local governments in what they're looking at as infrastructure needs. But CHIPS money, is used to just maintain roads. So we'll be looking, if I can do anything, we'll be looking to enhance the amount of money that goes into CHIPS. But realistically, there's only going to be so much to go around this year. I think if we can hold it so that they're not losing any money, that will probably be a win. But it's not where I'd like to be. Let's put it that way.
In a perfect world, we'd obviously want to spend on transportation to meet our needs. But when it comes to our spending needs on roads and bridges, it seems like it's hard to maybe calculate what the right investment is since the Cuomo administration hasn't handed over a conditions report to the legislature, despite a previous agreement to make that information available so you understand and know what kind of investments are needed. Do you feel comfortable adopting a spending plan for these transportation needs without getting that information from the Department of Transportation?
You know, I'm learning, and I'm going to admit that. I'm learning in the last 2 years that a lot of that information is available. The problem is it's not available in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel comfortable that we have to, and we must go forward with a transportation amount and budget, and we have to make sure that certain projects are begun and completed. Those types of things, I believe we are getting information on. I'm not exactly sure of how it's spread out across the state. The Department of Transportation, and I have no reason not to believe this, says that over a period of time, all of the regions are being treated in an equal manner. I'm looking forward to looking into that even more. But the bottom line is, yes, we have to keep the Department of Transportation's feet to the fire, so to speak, in terms of being transparent as far as the projects are concerned, how much they cost, when they started, when they're finished, and if there's any problems with them. Those are the things that, my committee is tasked with, and we're going to be very aggressive with that. But I want to say this. The Department of Transportation has been very good in getting back to me, trying to cooperate with the questions that we have, not always in a timely fashion as I would like, but on the other hand, I never feel like I can't get information from them. The problem is it's not all in one spot, and that becomes difficult to work with.
We're discussing the transportation portion of Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget. And our guest is Assembly Transportation Committee Chair Bill Magnarelli. So buried in the governor's briefing book and then in the budget bills that came out very late Tuesday night, there is a $1 DMV convenience fee that the governor wants to apply to each license and registration transaction. He's saying that the money would be used to maintain and improve DMV's technology systems and infrastructure. What do you think of that sort of approach to in making improvements, I guess, in these services that people rely on, very heavily, considering how the DMV impacts almost everybody in New York?
Right. Look, if you are in my district office, now we're not talking on a state chairman of the Transportation Committee, but just my district office, we've been getting deluged with calls on unemployment insurance, calls on licensing of all types, and the DMV is right up there. I believe that the DMV must have up-to-date technology. If not, people can't get the things that they need in a timely fashion. I have trucking companies, for example, that have numbers of drivers that need their licenses renewed, and they can't get them renewed in time. Because the DMV is so backed up. With that in mind, anything we do to enhance the DMV is going to give, hopefully, better service to the public. And that's what I'm looking for. We have to be able to serve the public. And if it's going to cost more money in this day and age, I don't know any other way to do that. So I guess, and it's something that we're going to look into a little bit more. I mean, I haven't gone through this at all at this point in time. It was just yesterday. But I don't see it as a bad thing in terms of trying to update the technology that the DMV has. That's important.
A lot of the state's infrastructure needs are things that, aren't very sexy. It's, repairing a crumbling road, making those annual updates to a bridge, for example. And Governor Cuomo, for his part, has really emphasized, big, shiny new infrastructure projects, what he can build, things that he can, have a lasting legacy for. Are you concerned at all about the emphasis he's placing on transportation and infrastructure spending? Or do you think there's room for both the, the mundane and ordinary spending and the big things that he wants to spend money on?
Oh, I think both at this point in time. I really do, because I believe there's going to be a big infrastructure package coming out of Washington. Mm. And if we don't take advantage of that both ways, for big ticket items, the shiny items, as you call them, as well as the everyday items that the Department of Transportation has to take care of. We're going to miss the boat. I think what I'm looking for and what I would want the Department of Transportation to do is be ready. We have to be shovel ready for these things. We have to be ready to put the money to use immediately, or we're going to lose it. And I think we can do that. So I'm optimistic right now. And there's a number of kind of shiny things that I would like to see done, too. And things like making sure our mass transit companies are moving forward into doing away with fossil fuel as far as running these buses, making them electric, making them more environmentally correct, let's put it that way. I'm looking forward to trains being enhanced, not only freight trains, but passenger trains, Amtrak. I know for myself that if I could leave Syracuse and get to Albany in the same amount of time that it takes me to drive, I would not drive. I would get on the train. It's much more comfortable, it's safer, and I'll get there in the same amount of time. So the governor last year in his budget address had talked about a bullet train type of thing. I don't even think we need a bullet train. We just need a train that will get from Niagara Falls to New York City on time. And that's what we need to do. You know, if it's doing 80, 85 miles an hour, which is a slow train in this day and age, that would do it. We just have to make sure that the technology and the track and everything else is up to snuff. Will it cost money? Yes, it will cost more money, but we'll get more cars off the road. It will allow for better freight service as well. It's an environmental necessity, and it's something that I think that the public will really take advantage of.
We've been speaking with Assembly Transportation Committee Chair Bill Magnarelli, a Syracuse area Democrat. Assembly member, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.